episode of Black Girls Do Stuff Too. I'm Nick.
And I'm Tiffany.
And today we are coming to talk to you all about brunch, which we just left.
Which is why I feel like Eeyore.
I felt great. I mean, it was unlimited drinks as well as...
You just said you felt like a pregnant woman walking in heels.
I did until I took off my pants and I put on these stretchy shorts and I felt good. I mean, I still feel full, but I don't feel as pregnant. Maybe I felt 6 months pregnant at first, now I feel like three.
I felt like I was like top stomach pregnant. And you know how pregnant women, like their belly sit at the bottom? Mine felt like it was like underneath my boobs.
Sometimes that happens, I think. I don't really know how pregnancy works.
But, like,
works.
The whole of it was right here. Like, the bottom of my stomach feels fine. It's just all up here.
Yeah, maybe some people are pregnant right there.
Just right there?
Maybe.
The baby just sits in that little...
I don't know.
Little circle.
I don't know about his body. I don't know what they teach me in a book.
What did they teach you about that?
They taught me that pregnancy is different for every woman.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that's it. I'll let you know where my baby sits whenever I get pregnant. It might be at the top, might be at the bottom. Who knows?
Could be in the
it's
back.
It's a mystery. Russian roulette. I hope it's in the back, then maybe I'll have a booty. All right, so anyway, today what we're going to do is talk to you about brunch. Mm-hmm. Because we went to brunch, and then we thought, what better way to talk about brunch than to have just come from one? And so we can talk about kind of like, you know, what makes a good brunch? What really is brunch anyway? Because I think people defined it as like
different things.
Different
just eating
things.
At a certain time.
Right. Is it a time thing? Is it the food that's there? Like, what is it for you? Then what makes a good brunch when you go out versus mm-hmm. what makes a good brunch when you're like at home and hosting? And then also, I guess finally, like some of our best brunch experiences that we've had. It can be in DC, it can be anywhere else that we've been. So we'll talk to you about all of that.
Like brunch, like what is brunch? You wait in line for an hour for essentially lunch. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, guys, so now we're back and we're talking about brunch. So I guess we'll start with like, what exactly is brunch? What is brunch?
For me?
Mm-hmm.
For me, brunch,
is it a time thing, do you think?
No, I think it's an experience.
Okay.
To be completely honest. Mm-hmm. Brunch, for me, it doesn't even have to be at a certain time, because you can do it at 11 for me, and some people, mm-hmm. for some people, it's still breakfast.
Yeah.
For
me, it's still breakfast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's mostly the experience, is you just going into a place and just being like, I'm having brunch.
Okay.
Because you could go to a place that's labeled as brunch, and they only mm-hmm. serve you predominantly breakfast food.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that would still be brunch.
It would?
Yeah.
See, that's breakfast. That's mm. breakfast. Especially, I'm eating breakfast food at 11 o'clock in the morning. That's breakfast. So for me, I would say it is an experience, but there are certain things that has to happen. There has to be a mixture of breakfast foods, mm-hmm. which for me mostly means eggs. And
I was
then,
about to say,
yeah.
what constitutes as breakfast food? Because in different countries, it's different
yeah,
things.
Like, so for me, I don't eat a whole lot of breakfast food. Even
okay.
during the week, the most breakfast thing I get is, I like oatmeal.
Okay.
Because it's, like, high in fiber, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, oatmeal. But my breakfast every day is basically, right after I work out, I have a protein shake. And then when I get to work, I have my morning snack, which is peanut butter and banana.
Okay.
Right? So, like, that is my breakfast. But I know for most people, breakfast foods have eggs.
Yeah.
So I feel like eggs is the main thing that makes it breakfast.
Yeah, because I have an egg.
Yeah.
I usually have an egg scramble in the morning.
Yeah. So like eggs make breakfast. Bacon is all day food.
Ugh.
I think for most people, because people will eat bacon for breakfast. They'll eat it on a sandwich. They'll eat it in a salad. So
yeah.
people like bacon. Sausage is a breakfast food for me. That's not something that I typically eat after a certain time.
I don't know, though. It has to be cooked a certain way, because I've had sausage for dinner and for lunch
mm-hmm.
before in certain dishes, or I've had it like...
Like breakfast sausage? Or you mean like Italian sausage?
Because
that's
sausage.
A different... Italian sausage isn't breakfast. But like sausage links or like breakfast sausage,
yeah.
that's sausage, right?
But I guess because I think when my mom used to make a sausage for breakfast,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't sausage links. Like we only had sausage links if we went out for
mm-hmm.
breakfast somewhere. It was always like the big thick sausages that you would fry in the
like
pan.
Kielbasa?
Yeah.
Okay. I could see that because we eat those for breakfast, like smoked sausage.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll eat that. Well, I used to eat that also, but I'm a country girl. So sausage for me is either breakfast sausage patties or
mm-hmm.
breakfast sausage links.
Okay.
You know, and this patties you cut from a block yourself. You don't buy pre-made patties because who even knows how they got them like that? I don't. So you eat them like that. So I would say the first thing that makes brunch is food, and it's kind of how you define it. For me, the main thing that makes brunch versus breakfast is alcohol.
Yeah.
Even if I eat it at 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm gonna be like breakfast. But if you bring me a mimosa, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm having brunch.
True, but I feel like at some most restaurants, if you go for breakfast, they'll still serve you a mimosa unless it's like
I don't know. I don't know because I've been to places early in the morning and they don't want to give me alcohol. Not that I ask. I'm just saying.
Don't lie.
They don't want to. I mean, no. If I'm about to fly, I do always ask for a drink in the morning, and some places won't serve you before a certain time, which is usually about 11.
Oh.
So, yeah, I would say having alcohol present would be a brunch indicator for me. And I was saying the eggs part, but like, so you have to have a good mix. You have to have the eggs part, and then you need to have some sort of like savory part that doesn't seem like a breakfast, whether that's a burger or a sandwich.
Or like tapas.
Tapas, something like that. Like that makes it brunchy to me. So like,
would tapas in certain countries be breakfast?
I guess it really depends on which country you go to. But even when you look at, like, there's a place down the street that's an Afghan restaurant. And they have they have one menu but two sides. They have the Afghan stuff, and then they have this kind of, like, more Americanized stuff. And so, of course, you have a little bit more savory dishes. Because France, yes. Italy, yes. We'll eat sweeter dishes at breakfast. But most places don't eat sweeter dishes at breakfast.
It's just the U.S.
No. It's France. It's France. It's Italy. Some places do, but most places don't.
Mm-hmm.
But they even have on their menu like an Afghan waffle type thing. So I think it just depends, but then they have things that are straight like meatballs and tomato sauce. Like you're not even trying to trick you into being breakfast. Like this is lunch or dinner, but it's at breakfast time. So we're gonna call it brunch, you know, it's that in between time. So, but I think for most people, and I mean, you guys can chime in for sure, comment and let us know for you, is it alcohol? Because I feel like that's, like, the big thing. Mm-hmm. Like, because there may be a menu, there may be a restaurant you go to where it is less sweet things or less eggs or whatever, but if there's alcohol, you feel like it's brunch, right?
Yeah, I can see that.
And like we were saying, I know time.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people, I feel like, are going to say time.
Yeah, time. Like, I think 11:30 or later.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've ever been to a brunch that's before 11:30, and that's pushing it for me.
I've never been to one before noon.
Yeah. Yeah, noon for me is like, okay, this is brunch time. Yeah. But I've booked as early as 11:30. We'll talk about some of our favorite places, but there's a place in New York that I love. And sometimes you got to book at 11:30 because you need a table. And it's the only table that's left. But it's for sure brunch. Okay, cool. So you guys have to let us know, like, what makes brunch for you? Like, obviously, we didn't answer the question, what is brunch? Brunch is lunch and dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
We kind of answered it what it was for us. Like, you said there had to be alcohol included.
And both breakfast and not breakfast dishes for me. Yeah. And you said it's just a vibe.
The vibe, yeah.
It's a vibe.
Just people
coming. So if I invite you over to my house at 8 o'clock in the morning and I tell you it's brunch?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's brunch o'clock somewhere.
I also feel like brunch takes more work than breakfast. Like, as somebody who cooks, like, for people, I think that brunch takes a lot more work than breakfast.
Because people expect more food at brunch than they do at
breakfast. Or even just different types of dishes. It's like, okay, I want fried eggs, but also, can you fry me some chicken?
Yeah.
You know?
So, I guess food also, I would say. Because if I came over to your house for breakfast and all you had were, like, bagels and, like, fruit and, like, sausage and eggs, I would be, like, I would be satisfied. But if you were, like, this is brunch, I would be pissed.
No, I'm sorry. I don't have any drinks for you. This is brunch. No, okay. So that's good. What did we say the other thing? So forgive me if I'm, like, spacey because we're very drunk. Like,
She's more drunk than I am because I cut myself off because I was like, I have to drive in about 2 hours.
If I wasn't with Tiffany, I would have had two more glasses of champagne.
Then our waiter also cut us off. He was like, so it's been 2 hours.
He wouldn't have cut me off because I would have got my two more glasses because he was gone for 20 minutes and that cut into my drinking time. But no, so we had some drinks so that we could talk about brunch after having just gone to brunch. It would be front of mind for us. So then I guess we'll talk about kind of like some of our best brunch experiences, right?
Okay, yeah.
So I'm an avid bruncher. I actually build into my monthly budget by week. So I make a weekly budget for every month. And in my weekly budget is brunch. Yeah. If I don't go, that's fine. I'll save the money, but it's built in so that I can go. And so for me, I like to brunch a lot, and I've lived in quite a few different places. Mm-hmm. So I can talk about my best brunch experiences. One of my favorite places is in New York, actually. I think it's 81st and Columbus Circle. It's called Calle Ocho, which means 8th Street.
That makes you think of pickle. Calle Ocho.
Right? Okay, that's probably what he's talking about, this restaurant. So Calle Ocho is a restaurant that is based off of several Latin countries, mm-hmm. not one specifically, and they do unlimited sangria, 4 reds and 4 whites. It gets packed out because all you have to do to get the unlimited sangria is order an entree. You don't pay extra for it. And the entrees, the most expensive entree is like $32 or $36, mm-hmm. and it's for 2 people.
Okay.
So, like, it's a really good deal.
That does sound like
a Yeah, it's a great deal because all you do is order an entree that's going to cost you between $12 and $16, mm-hmm. and then you get unlimited sangria for up to 2 hours.
Is that the one you went to last weekend?
No, this is in New York.
Oh, okay.
Good. Yeah, this is in New York City. And they have 4 reds, 4 whites. My favorite is the Harlem. Ooh, is it Harlem Renaissance? Harlem Rose? I can't remember. I haven't been in so long, but it's the Harlem something. It's a red wine. It's a red sangria, and it's my favorite one. It's got like a touch of cinnamon in it. Like they mm-hmm. soak cinnamon sticks in there. Mm-hmm. It's so bomb. It's so bomb. Like, I'm thinking of it now. I'm like, oh, can I take an Amtrak to New York? Like, it's one of my favorite places. And the reason I like it is because although it's not super expensive and it's sangria, it is something that they do very well. They do it every week. They pack it out mm-hmm. every single week. I mean, people literally show up early because they couldn't get a table. And so when you get a table, you're in the back section. When you don't get a table, you're in the front section. And there's a bar and there's a couple different booths and tables and things. And it's first come, first serve. So okay. people will be there. So when the doors open, they can grab their seats.
Okay.
And they've been doing this forever. The first time I ever went to New York to see our friend Sharina.
To get seats?
Not necessarily fight, but people do, like, get their area and they, like, bogart. They're like, I might be the first one here, but I got 8 more people coming, so I dare you to take one of these little tables. Because they're not, like, a full, like, they have not full tables in the front. Mm-hmm. They're, like, these little, they almost look like the drums that you sit down and play.
Oh, okay.
But they're, like, little tables like that. So you need, like, for every 2 to 3 people, you need mm-hmm. one. Yeah. Okay. So, and then they're, like, booths or whatever. But people are pretty chill. Like, they know what's up. Like, nobody has a table. We're trying to get the section. You mm-hmm. know, whatever. First time we ever went to New York to see Sharina, it was me, Tashina, Elena, and Sharina and Rachel. And we went up to see Sharina. This was, like, March 2011 or something Ooh. Like this. Yeah, and she took us to Calle Ocho. And this is before Calle Ocho was in its now location. It used to be across the street.
You tell me you say it. I hear that voice in my head.
And, like, it used to be serve your own self sangria. That got too dangerous. So then they were like, nah. So they moved across the street. Now they serve you. But they're not stingy with anything. Okay. And they're definitely strong. So I would say the first one that I think of, because it's tied to so many memories of, like, me and my friends, but mm-hmm. then also, like, just a good brunch experience, would be Calle Ocho in New York City.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, because I've had different experiences with different brunches. So mm-hmm. I'm thinking about it now, I've brunched my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Because with my mom and my aunt, mm-hmm. like, we would go to brunch sometimes after church services stopped ending at like 6 p.m. We would go after church and go somewhere to eat at like 2. And it was always like one of those old like soul food mom and pop places that mm-hmm. had brunches. Or my brother and his wife are kind of bougie. I'm not saying which one, so nobody knows who I'm talking about. Although I think only one of my brothers is married. So yes, LJ. They would have brunches at their house, where mm-hmm. they would have people come in and cook.
Yeah.
And then we would all get like things served to us, and those were fun. But I would say my favorite brunch experience outside of those, just because I love being around family, it's fun. I like hearing people talk about each other.
Mm-hmm.
But probably when we went to Ambar for your birthday. And it's just Woo-hoo. Because of that one soup.
Oh, that soup
that
was so
I
good.
Think about.
Yeah, so Ambar, brunch. For clarification, is Serbian food. Mm-hmm. And they have 2 locations. Well, 3 technically. They have one in Serbia. And then they have one in Northeast D.C. And then they have one in Clarendon.
Oh,
Clarendon. Yeah, Capitol Hill is the Northeast D.C. location. And then Clarendon. The one in Northeast D.C. has unlimited mimosas as well as unlimited food. The one in Clarendon has unlimited food but 25-cent mimosas. There we go. And they have several different flavors.
Was it 25 cents when we went there?
No, because we were in Capitol Hill. Clarendon has.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we went to, for my birthday, we went to, like, their sister one up in, like, Clinton. Not Clinton.
Silver Springs.
Silver Springs. Mm-hmm. And that one.
It was new.
It was brand new, and you could tell that they weren't.
They fired everybody.
Yeah, you could tell they weren't as a well old machine because they just literally kept throwing plates on our table, and we'd be like, "Did
nobody
you
order
it? No."
And was I not eating meat at the time? I can't remember, but I was like, "I don't think I ordered this."
I don't think you were. And then, like at one point, my friend Caitlin, like she saw a margarita pitcher sitting next to the table, so she literally just like went and started and just went headed back.
Caitlin was so thrilled for that. I remember I was like, this is why I like Caitlin.
So I think that was probably my worst one, but the food was good. That
when
we got
what we wanted,
Ambar was great. Yeah,
like they have this, if you ever go to Ambar, and I think you should, like you hear Serbian food and you don't know what to expect, because I didn't know what to expect, ended up picking it because the menu looked interesting enough, and like, oh my gosh, it's just like good home food that is cooked with the Serbian style, and then just herbs, like it's just herbs and spices.
Meaning
and
you don't need salt on it.
No, you don't have to add your own salt from your
margarita.
Like I did today. I was like, oh yeah, can I have salt on my rum? And anybody who knows me knows I do not like anything on my rum. And I was like, yeah, can I have salt, extra salt on my rum? And I was using it to sprinkle it on my food.
Right. Extra salt.
Oh my gosh. I know, right? Let's not go there. Because I've been drinking. I could really go there. But yeah, Ambar, it's great. Mm-hmm. If you eat meat, the veal soup. Like, that's the only thing really that's keeping me from going is I stopped eating meat this year. And my favorite thing on their menu was veal soup.
The little waffle things.
Yeah,
they
the
had
waffles
were great.
Good.
And the little
the
donuts.
The little puffy things. They do a donut with sourdough starter.
Mm-hmm.
And
they give you different like jams and jellies.
Jams
to go.
And Nutella.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, now I want
it. I know, right? That place was so good. So that's another one that's here in D.C. that's really good. Last week, here's another one. I went to Hawthorne.
Okay.
Which is here on U Street. And basically what they offer is, I think it's $32 or $30, and they offer unlimited drinks plus one entree. But their entrees are, like, very full portion sizes.
Okay.
So I went, and we actually ended up ordering, like, another entree for the table, which were the loaded tots, and then they got wings. Two of the girls got wings. I ended up ordering for my main meal, I don't know, so shrimp and grits. Tiffany is, like, struggling. And then some people ordered chicken and waffles. They said that was really, really good.
Ooh.
And I can't remember what the last person ordered, but it was pretty good. The vibe in there is what really makes it. So the food's okay. I did feel like it needed like salt and pepper, right? Like most places, I don't understand what y'all do. Is it a salt shortage? I didn't think there was.
But
I don't know
the
why.
Bad thing about it is that they never put it on the table.
Yeah, like that's a cocky move to me. It's like, for any restaurant, brunch or not, is to say, like, our food is so good, you don't need salt and pepper. That's rarely ever the case.
Yeah, especially not at restaurants like that. Unless they're soul food restaurants. And even then, sometimes you might.
Yeah, sometimes you still just need a touch.
Mm-hmm.
You just need a touch.
You
so they don't.
Like.
They didn't put it on there. But he brought me salt. He brought me
oh,
salt
he
shaker. I asked him for it. I was like, I need salt and pepper.
At the one we went to today?
No, Hawthorne.
Okay.
Today
I
used my margarita salt.
I was
salt.
About to say, today I just saw you, like, sprinkling margarita salt.
Today was margarita salt. But last week, he brought me a salt and pepper shaker. And basically, the food is good. It's, like, kind of bar foody.
Okay.
Like, bar food. They had a couple dishes. Like, they had a hash with a poached egg. And they had some, they had a crab cake benedict, so some things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But what they really shine on is that they offer not just mimosas. They give you a mimosa, and they have a couple different flavors. They also give you an orange crush, and that's what did me in last week was the
orange
crush. Orange
crush is taking me back to college.
They gave me orange crushes, and let me tell you, we had to come here so I could take a nap. So I live in a very popular like restaurant and brunch area, and we had to walk back to my... Everybody needed a nap, they said. I don't know if they really needed one, but I did. I had take a nap before we went to the day party because those orange crushes did me in. Then they also have like Bloody Marys and beer as well. So they have a lot of options for people who would go out to drink. So you don't, you're not pigeonholed into a mimosa. Because I know like for me, mimosas give me heartburn. So I try not to like unlimited mimosa myself to death. I'll ask for the champagne before I ask for the juice. So,
you did get a brute today.
I did. I drank like 3 glasses of champagne.
She did. She got with them.
I did. Tiffany made me.
I did not.
So that's another good brunch place. And I'll let Tiff do another one or make a comment. If you
comment was, what was that place that we went to that one time where we met your friend in D.C. where we got like the beer cheese tater tots at like some sports bar.
I don't remember.
Because they even though I'm so full good. Now, they were so great.
That was in Arlington. Mm-hmm. I'll have to drop that into like our Twitter or something. Mm-hmm. I'll have to ask Jess. So my friend Jessica, who I love so much, and she left me. She went back to Florida. She went to University of Florida, UF. And so during football season, of course, they meet up to watch the games on Saturdays.
It was like a big
game. Yeah, it was like a big UF game that we were just like, hey, guys, we're crashing your party.
Gonna have some beer cheese and some tater tots.
Yes, they had beer cheese tater tots, which, oh my gosh, I don't even eat dairy like that anymore. Mm. But let me tell you something.
They were bomb.
I will eat it tomorrow if somebody gave it to me because beer cheese is one of my weaknesses. And that happened to me in Pittsburgh.
I never had beer cheese before that.
Really? It's so, really like, good. Pittsburgh turned me on to beer cheese. Hmm. And it's been, like, a thing
that
where I'm just,
sounds
like...
very on brand for Pittsburgh.
It does, right? It does. Like, beer cheese and pierogies. Like, those... Mm-hmm. And fries on everything. Fries on your salad, fries on your sandwich. That is a Pittsburgh thing. And their beer cheese is freaking delicious.
Well, now I kind of want to taste it. Actually, right? We're coming up to your place.
Is she living in Pittsburgh?
She lives outside. Yeah, I want to say she's outside Pittsburgh.
I didn't know she was that close.
Like, she lives, the closest city to her is Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I think it's like a half hour.
Okay, okay. Yeah, so that is like our brunch places. I will say, like, when you're looking for brunch places to go to, like, for me, unlimited drinks is important because I feel like you're going to spend the money on food, whether you get an entree, whether you get unlimited food. But the reason people literally go out for brunch is to drink is day drinking. That's mm-hmm. what you feel like doing. Like, nobody goes to brunch and is like, I don't want to drink. And if they do, they might. Or a former alcoholic, and I'm sorry.
I was about to say, maybe they just want to be the atmosphere for me.
I'm sorry. But no, honestly, like, those are the two like, casual
driving.
People. But you still drink something and you're going to like let it wear off. You know what I'm saying? Like people go out with the intention of like, oh, I want to enjoy unlimited drinks, mm-hmm. which is why I think some of the best brunches aren't even unlimited food.
It's unlimited
drinks with like good entrees. Mm-hmm. Cause very few places can really do unlimited food well.
Yeah.
Because you need consistency. You need quality. It's kind of like the thing you do with catering, right? Mm-hmm. Like you need consistency from the first plate to the last plate.
I would say that the place that we went to today, they were very consistent what we could see.
Yeah.
And even from what we could taste, like the food was consistent from when we first got there and we were like one of 3 tables to when
it was packed.
I like blinked and it was packed.
It was packed. They turned the music off. I was like, whoa. Turn the volume down. Exactly. No, I will say just based on, we didn't order anything more than once except for the churros and every plate of churros was consistent and it was delicious and it was good.
Yep.
So they did a really good job of consistency. I actually like the place. The one thing that I would say if I could change anything is one, put salt on the table.
Yeah.
And I know I'm probably in the minority now and I hate to be like this because I hated people like this before I started, but like have a couple more options that don't have like
meat.
Pork or beef or chicken. Like when you think breakfast food, you don't always think
meat,
right? Like, that's, like, one of the few, except for, like, bacon or sausage, but you don't think meat just thrown in everything and, like...
I feel like the Ambar place had a lot of
They did. They actually did have a lot of options, because I don't think...
Most of the things I ate didn't have meat.
I was going to say, the only thing that I got that had meat at that time, because that was right before I started, was the veal soup. It was the veal soup, so... I would say, you know, brunch places, as you open up, I'm not asking for a vegan menu. I'm not even asking for a vegetarian menu. I'm just saying... If you look at it, you're like, oh, this dish is great. Maybe I should throw some bacon on it. Or maybe you shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, just think about it. Or at least make it an option where somebody could take it off easily.
Which they did today.
Yeah, they did with the nachos, which is really nice. I didn't get the cornbread because I saw somebody else get it and the cornbread was baked. The bacon was baked into the cornbread.
Oh,
and I was like,
no.
I don't even like cornbread
that.
With meat in it.
No.
Like, I like my cornbread just as cornbread.
Well, I know it's really sad. What? I've been craving my mom's cornbread for forever, but my mom refuses to cook. Because she's like, nobody lives with me anymore. I don't got to cook for nobody. So we'll go over there and be like, Mom, cornbread. And she's like, no.
Because I go to Famous Dave's. Because I know your mom so well. She's like, oh, really? Must be nice. Maybe you should have learned the recipe. And so the last thing that we want to cover when it comes to brunch is just kind of brunch at home versus brunch out. Right? Yeah. So we kind of talked about brunch out. Needs to have some drinks. Mm-hmm. One thing I would say is has consistency, but good service, right? Like, I'm joking about it now, but when I think about it, I think about all the drinks I missed out on. And there was a good, like, 20 minutes or so, maybe 25 minutes.
You're such a lush. She gets so mad at me when I call her this, but listen to what she's saying.
You know why? Because a lush is somebody who drinks, like, meaning I would go to work and drink. I don't drink at work, you know what I'm saying? But like,
so she said.
I don't drink at work at all. Like, my liver is actually in pristine condition, thank you very much. And I only drink on the weekends these days, which is, now if you had called me this back in my 20s, I probably would have taken it because I was a lush. But now I only drink on the weekends. I really only the weekends when I go to brunch. So yeah. Like, but like, when you are paying for unlimited drinks, you want consistency and you want service, mm-hmm. like to come out and like your waiter to come by and be like, oh, okay. Like, I gave you a margarita. It's no reason it took you 20 minutes to drink a margarita.
That's why I would say Ambar is still mm-hmm. the best that we've been through so far, because even when we were at Ambar, it was super packed there, mm-hmm. when there was a wait. I literally would look down at my cup and it was never empty.
Ever.
I would never know when our waitress came. Maybe it was just that one waitress we had.
Yeah.
But I would never know when she came and she put my drink down. But I would always look down and be like, oh,
I have a drink.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not, like, honestly, I say I could fit two or three more drinks. I could have fit one more drink in that time that he was gone. But that being said, he never even came by to check to see if I needed
she
that drink. Like, I waved him down. And part of that is when you have unlimited, you only have 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like, you only have 2 hours of time.
He literally made sure that our check was on our table at 2 hours.
Right. Because, and I get it, because that place gets pretty packed. Everything mm-hmm. on 14th Street gets really packed out. Mm-hmm. So, like, unless you go at the end. So, that's one hack that I learned from Hawthorne.
Really?
Is if you go, so their last seating for brunch is at 3.
Uh-huh.
At 5, brunch is over. If you go between two and three, you get more than 2 hours because they're not going to see anybody else, so they let you keep drinking. For anybody who is actually,
but do they cut you off at 5?
No, I mean at 5, yeah, because that's brunch is over, and they shut down so that they can turn over for dinner. Yeah, but like those sort of places. But for like, for 2 hours, I get it. But I'm just like, okay, in the same way that you're gonna tell me to get out in 2 hours, within that 2 hours, you should be consistent. Even if I'm slow to drink, as long as you're coming by consistently mm-hmm. to say, like, do you need anything else?
You didn't even have to say anything. Like, if I just see you by the table just looking in.
Because mm-hmm.
I know some people don't like that, but I'm mm-hmm. fine with servers that don't say anything. And mm-hmm. they'll just come by and look.
Yeah.
And then, like, make sure they catch eye contact with you and then they leave.
Right,
because
right.
some people don't like to be interrupted while they're eating.
Right.
So for me,
or
that's,
talking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for me, that's enough.
Yeah. I don't mind either way, but mm-hmm. my thing is at least show your face. Like, mm-hmm. he literally was ghost. And the place we went today, just in full transparency, we went to Tico on 14th Street, which had great food. Their churros were good. They actually took bacon off of a dish for me, which mm-hmm. I really appreciated.
And, like, before it was busy, he was great. Like,
yeah, was, and I get it because it gets packed.
Yeah, it got really busy.
It gets packed and he has to go and check and everything. But that's the thing with being a server in this type of restaurant. Like, mm-hmm. even if you're not bringing me anything, just walk. If he had even walked past, like you said, and made eye contact, I could have let him know, oh, yeah, I would like another champagne. Mm-hmm. You know, something like that. So that was good. I would say, so that's one thing, you know, that's two things. You know, consistency in the food. From the first hour to the end of the second hour, I want my food to taste the same. Because if I'm ordering it again, I obviously loved it, right?
And Tico's delivered on that.
Yeah, they did. Like, because we saw, like, there was a breakfast nacho that they had, and we saw somebody else's come out, and we had got it a full 2 hours almost mm-hmm. before. We were like, dang, it still looks good. And it was packed at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
You're okay.
So, consistency in the food, service, just making sure that you're attentive. If you're offering unlimited, don't jip people by not coming by the table.
Yes.
Like, you're not even using top shelf liquor. We know it from the hangovers that we get. Like, don't be like, just come out, make eye contact. And then, like I said earlier, I think a variety of dishes. So, like, don't give me all egg dishes, but also don't, like, give me all savory, don't give me all burgers, because that's lunch, right? Just like, you want to mix.
Good. And I don't even care what it is if it's delicious.
Yeah, because some places don't have either of those things on there. I've been to all vegetarian or all vegan restaurants for brunch. So they don't have eggs, they don't have chicken, you know, things like that. But they have a good variety because you still have like a vegan French toast and then like a vegan torta or something.
Ooh, like I would actually like a vegan French toast.
You would. I mean, I'm not vegan, but I like the vegan French toast.
I'm gonna have to try
it. And you know I'm picky. And you know how I feel about vegans. I don't care if I stop eating every non-plant, if I'm only plant-based, I'll never call myself a vegan. So, like, I even enjoyed that French toast. And I cook vegan a lot at home. So, like, it's good. It's really good. Like, I've been to a brunch where, like, there were no eggs or, like, the typical breakfast foods you think of. But it definitely, some of their dishes put you more in the mindset of breakfast.
Okay, yeah.
Some of them put you more in the mindset of, like, a lunch dish.
I got you.
So, what about for you? Oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, so what about home breakfast?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Okay.
Simpatico.
Simpatico. That's their song.
Or a movie or something.
Okay, so my family does a lot of home brunches, I want to say, for especially when we have events where somebody's having, like, either a bridal shower or a baby shower. Like, we'll usually have brunchish food there, and I don't like to speak ill of my family, but we can be very bougie sometimes. So if we're not cooking, we'll have it catered, and the catering has to be on point. And when I say catered, I mean people are usually standing there cooking it for you.
Right.
I just made my family sound so bad, but whatever.
I'm glad we do the same thing, so.
Right. Somebody's cooking you an omelet. If you want a waffle, it's fresh off the waffle thing. So I like those mostly for the atmosphere, but I feel like usually at home brunches, there's not really alcohol. Like, there can
home
be.
Brunch.
That depends. So, like, okay, you're right. Because at my brother's, there was alcohol. But, like,
I know LJ and his wife had alcohol.
But, like, at Mother Greenhill's house, there is no alcohol.
Okay.
Mother Greenhill doesn't like alcohol in her house. Like, we'll have alcohol. Somebody will have alcohol in their car. And we'll, like, run out to a car and, like, drink and come back in. And she's looking at us like, where'd you go?
Is that Aunt Tanya?
Nowhere.
Yes. Aunt Tanya, she doesn't like alcohol in my house?
No. Oh, okay. She's yelling us when we're drinking. I don't want to say mellowed out, but she's not as hard about that now.
She
was before.
Well, all her kids are grown now, too, so there's no, like...
Like, super grown.
Yeah, she's, like, living her best life now.
Well, no, because one of them moved back into her house, so she's like...
But, yeah, okay, I can see that. I mean, my dad's side of the family is less openly drinking alcohol. And let me say less openly, and if y'all listening to this, I'm calling you out because I've seen the bottles in your fridge. Okay? Even my grandma has a wine cooler every once in a while. So I'm like, whatever. But that being said, it's like they're less like that as opposed to, like, on my mom's side, way more open, way more cool. Like, that's where I tasted my first wine cooler, and actually my mom gave it to me. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, things like that. And like when we threw my sister's bridal shower, that was more kind of brunch-ish. And we had like a whole mimosa bar where you could make your own mimosas. Ooh. It was very cute. It was very cute, very chic. I would say for home brunches, similar to you, like the food always has to be good. We have a variety. So like for those of you who don't know, this might be your first time listening to us, whatever. I'm a food blogger and I'm also a private chef. So a lot of times if there's like a food-based event, I'll cook. And one of, like, the main things that I like to do is shrimp and grits and chicken and waffles.
Shrimp and grits is really good.
Thank you. I know, you guys requested that for a second time for Girls Weekend coming up.
I don't expect it.
I was really about to make y'all something else, and everybody's like, shrimp and grits, thank you.
I hope you see my eyes, because that just means that we're starting.
But, yeah, so, like, we had Girls Weekend in March.
We went to go see B2K.
Yeah, we try to do it once a quarter. So, we had Girls Weekend in March, and I actually made shrimp and grits for dinner. But then for breakfast, we had a good variety of sweet and savory. Like, we had a hash that was kind of in the middle because it had sweet potatoes with a lot of herbs and vegetables.
Well, we had to have things in our stomach because we were going for wine
tasting. Right, we were going to a wine tasting. But we had, like, breakfast sandwiches that had, like, eggs on it, but they were mixed with, like, spinach. And so we had, like, a good variety. So I think that my rule for brunch as far as a mix of breakfast food and savory dishes like lunch or dinner food, it stands. Mm-hmm. The alcohol's still there. When we had girls' weekend, we definitely had the champagne flowing.
Yeah.
Definitely had the rosé vodka flowing.
I got bullied into drinking as soon as I got there. They're like, you haven't been here all day, Tiffany.
That's true. Because we
had two.
We had already been to wineries. We were like, come on, you got to catch up.
And we got double wines when we went to the concert. Right. I don't think any of us finished them.
I did. I finished my wine.
Now you know why I call her what I call her.
Well, no, I actually finished my wine because y'all know I don't believe in wasting money.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want to finish this, but I also, those wines were expensive.
They were.
I was like,
they're $20 for a
whole
cup.
I'm finishing my wine. I don't know about you guys.
I tried to finish it, but my stomach can only hold
so much.
Tosia
was finishing them with me. It was me and Tosia holding it down. Like, mm-hmm. We were like, oh, you don't want your wine? Just pour it in. I was like, we're not wasting this money. So definitely having drinks still available, having the variety. And it's still a time thing because even though we were at Girls Weekend, we still didn't, like, eat until, like, 11:30. So, it's still, like, a time thing. Because if you eat too early in the morning, it just feels like breakfast. And I'm just mentally trained to, like, not eat real, like, anything more than a banana and peanut butter before a certain time of the day.
I just can't. I'm used to, like, my first meal usually during the day is 1 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
even outside of, like, the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. I think it's because I unconsciously do the fast, the
intermittent
fasting. Like, cause I didn't never knew what that was until I read up on it. I was like, oh, I do that naturally.
See, I do it, but I do it specifically now. So, mm-hmm. like, it's helped me lose weight. But, like, some people don't eat till 1, but they don't eat anything all day. That ain't me. That's not me at all. I definitely get my food in. I get my food in. So I do intermittent fasting. But I eat earlier because I stopped eating earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So like I stopped eating like 4.
Okay.
Actually, sometimes I stop eating like after lunch at work because I don't eat after I come home usually unless I just have like popcorn or something because I'm tired. Mm-hmm. So I go to bed. But usually I eat my biggest meal right in the middle of the day and I kind of snack on different bananas, peanuts, whatever. And then I come home and whatever. We could do a whole podcast on intermittent fasting because I've done it now at this point for like 8 months.
All my life.
You're not intermittent fasting.
But
you're just not eating. There's a difference.
But I don't eat after a certain period.
Doesn't matter. You're just not eating.
It's because I'm lazy and also I forget. I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I need to eat because I have to go to the gym. I just went to the gym.
That's not anyway. My body's
gonna quit on me if I don't eat.
I think for brunch at home. There is kind of some of the same rules, but it's a little bit more lax, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, it's nobody's expecting, like, unlimited drinks or within a certain time here. Nobody's, like, drinking because they only have a certain period of time. Mm-hmm. They just kind of drink as they want to refill their glass.
I feel like there's almost a dress code at brunches sometimes. Like, because you never see
anybody come in or out.
You never see anybody walk in there schlumpy. Like, everybody looks like...
Put together.
And it doesn't have to be, like, dressed to the nines, but you look, like, even if you have on, like, a white t-shirt, like, you
mm-hmm.
have on, like, boots or something or a nice pair of sandals
yeah.
or, like, your hair.
Yeah.
So everybody always...
I mean, that was us today.
We
had white t-shirts, but we look good. We look good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. We look good, guys.
Yeah, we did.
Posted
we're
a picture
cute.
On Twitter.
You're cute.
But you do, and I think that's part of, like, just going out, and I think a lot of that comes from, like, the day party is, like, the thing since 2016. And really, mm-hmm. I would say, like, the end of, like, probably, like, the middle of 2018 really just took off.
Yeah.
Like, the day party is a thing. So, a lot of times, like, right now, because I knew we had to record, I couldn't go as hard as I would have been in party mode. So, like, for me, I'm like, all right, we're going to brunch. We hit the day party. Even if I got to get a nap in, we hit the day party. I think people get dressed in preparation for, like, what the whole day is.
Yeah.
As opposed to at-home things. Now, I will say, home things, like, my family does brunches sometimes with my friends.
Going to somebody's house.
Yeah. My friends do more brunches than, like, my family does more brunches mm-hmm. for me. So, like, we get dressed up because mm-hmm. all of my friends. I think at this point, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I truly think at this point, like, a lot of it comes from the fact that, like, because I get the text, they're like, Monique, are you dressing up? And I'm like, yes.
That is actually very true. Because we will all text each other, be like, what are you wearing?
Right.
And we'll pick out our outfits based off of that. Because if you're wearing this, then I can wear that. And I'm cool.
Exactly. Like, if everybody's in pajamas, okay. Mm-hmm. But even if we're in pajamas, trust me, they're not regular pajamas. Like, everybody's dressed nicely. Mm-hmm. And I know sometimes people are probably annoyed because I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have my makeup done. I'm going to have my hair done. Okay, I'll wear pajamas, but whatever. And like,
maybe that's why we're friends, because I'm just like, all right, I'll put on some mascara. That's right.
And that's just what happens. So I think that, like, people get used to the crowd that they're with as well, which makes it more fun, I think, too. Because I think that that's one of the differences. It's like you dress according to the people that are in your circle.
Yeah. Especially now, apparently this year, like, wearing leisure outfits with heels is, like, the new thing.
Oh, that's been my thing. I love that. That's my favorite thing in the world. I'm like, I'm comfortable. And you nothing know. Fits tight. But also, I get to wear my favorite shoes. Because I don't have a lot of flat shoes. I don't own a lot of flat shoes. I just got the tennis shoes. Yeah, and I have, like, when it comes to tennis shoes, I have a pair of Jordans, and I have two pair of Asics. I mean, I'm getting more into sneakers, but I'm more of, like, a heels person. So, being able to wear heels to brunch is awesome.
She wore heels today at brunch, and she took them off in the hallway.
Right outside my door. Jeez, Tiffany. You actually took them off at the restaurant.
She's walking barefoot through the streets of...
Y'all know that's a lie. Y'all know that's a straight-up lie. I would never take my shoes off outside. I don't care if my feet...
All curled up.
Whatever. I don't care if my feet were bleeding. I would never take my shoes off on the sidewalk. Like... Ever.
I'm not even gonna lie, that's me in DC too. I will walk barefoot anywhere else, but for some reason when I come to a city, my toes will be numb.
I don't take my shoes off on any street. That's not gonna happen. And if I see you walking with your shoes off, I'm gonna give you a look. I can't even help it. I'm gonna give you a look. It's gross. It's nasty. I can't do it. Like, I won't even wear shoes in my bathroom. Like, I don't. I don't wear shoes in my bathroom. That's gross. So, yeah, that's, like, kind of my drill down on brunch. I think that, like, if you have never been to brunch, which, are you human? Yeah. But if you've never been to brunch, you should definitely go to brunch.
Have friends, Monique.
Oh, if you live in D.C. and you want to go to brunch, I'll be your friend.
We'll go with you.
We will definitely go with you.
I love meeting new people.
Right. We love meeting new people. Brunch is awesome. Mm-hmm. And then on top of all that, like, you'll experience new... It's a good way to experience new cuisines. Mm-hmm. To experience new areas and new restaurants. To make friends. Like, there's several times that I've gone to brunch and it's been a restaurant style that I've never eaten before. Or I sat, you know, some brunches you go in and you kind of get set right next to another group. Mm-hmm. And your brunch experience is kind of made with theirs and vice versa. Like, I've gone out with Tiff and, like, our core group of friends, which you'll hear the name Sharina, Tashina, Rachel. Like, we'll go out and we are the turn up and then everybody else gets turned up around us. Like, it just happens. So, you know, I think that if you've never gone, if you're doing yourself a disservice, you need to go to brunch. If you need some recommendations, maybe we'll be able to put together, like, a full post of, like, places that we recommend.
Because there are good places also in PG County if you're from the area that we live in. Because I've gone to a couple in PG County.
Mm-hmm, I have too, yeah.
And then there's Virginia. Also DC in Virginia.
And then also Southern Maryland. They have, like, three places that I've been that are good for brunch, too.
Is it Milk and Honey?
I don't know. Milk and Honey. Are you talking about the one at the harbor?
No, there's some place. It's either in Brandywine or PG County.
Oh, Brandywine.
Honey.
Brandywine. Yeah, that was good. So we could put, like, together a list and you can check it out. But also, you know, stay tuned. Maybe if you guys like this brunch episode, we could put together a brunch and have, like, a little situation where we all come together and have brunch.
Very happily go out to brunch just to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As long as there's at least two things on the menu that don't have meat in them.
As long as there's food. I'm there.
Actually, that's true, because I will just drink and eat chips. So let me know. So we hope that you enjoyed our episode of brunch. Make sure that you follow us on all of our platforms. We have Twitter, BOK, Girls Do Stuff. We have Instagram, Black Girls Do Stuff 2. We have our website, blackgirlsdostuff2.com. And
on our Tumblr is blackgirlsdostuff2.tumblr.com.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this episode about brunch. And again, let us know your favorite places for brunch, no matter what city you're located in. What kind of things you like to see at brunch? And really, what makes brunch for you? Is it the time? Is it the atmosphere? Is it the menu? Like, what is it? We want to know. Thanks so much. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Bye.